You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
This is Sister Lavina Frances Pamet, Franciscan Sister of the Sacred Heart and Coordinator of Religious Vocations Ministries in the Archdiocese of Chicago. You are listening to Dare to Love, which is a vocation ministry and vocation discernment program here in the Archdiocese. And this is a good day for us to actually pre-record our show, because on March 7, many things are going on, and we'll tell you more about it. Today, we have three guests with us today, Sister Ann Astrike, Sister Marichui Bringas, and Sister Carolyn Martin. Good morning, sisters. Sister Ann, if you could please introduce yourself briefly, and then we'll move to Sister Marichui and then Sister Carolyn.
Good morning, Sister Lovina. How nice to be with you. Thank you for the invitation. I'm Sister Ann Astrike. I'm an Immaculate Heart of Mary sister, and I'm the National Coordinator of the National Catholic Sisters Project. We're based in Milwaukee, and we have sites, program sites also in Minneapolis and two in San Antonio, Texas.
Wonderful. So we have someone coming from Milwaukee, and then Sister Marichui.
Hello. Good morning. I'm so glad to be with all of you. I'm Sister Marichui Bringas. I am a Sister of Charity of the Incarnate Word, working with the project, with the National Catholic Sisters Project, in the program for vocations, Vocaciones Hispanas. I'm living in Texas,
and
you in Mexico.
Are you in San Antonio right now?
Yes, I am in San Antonio.
Ah, wonderful.
Nice weather.
Good. Wonderful. Yeah, it's cold in Chicago right now. And then we have someone from Chicago, Sister Carolyn Martin.
Yes, I'm up here in the cold country with you, Sister. And I'm from the Little Sisters of the Poor. We're a religious community that serves the elderly poor. And as Sister mentioned, we're celebrating our 150 years of service in the U.S. And I also work in vocation ministry, outreach, discernment with young adults, walking with people in their vocation discernment, in addition to my beautiful ministry of serving Jesus and the elderly poor.
Wonderful. Thank you all and welcome. And our sound engineer today, who is organizing us all and helping us make sure that we have all the pieces together, is Mike Mays in the office for our radio and TV. So in the studio today, it's me, and I'm missing my partner co-host, Sister Mary Kay Brooks, who returned to Dallas. Yesterday, we had a meeting, a visioning day for the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association. And that happened at my community's mother house in Frankfurt. March 7, in which the airing of this show is March 7th, that's the day I won't be able to do the show live, unfortunately, folks. Just so you don't get confused, if you see me at Cardinal Meyer, I will be meeting with the CAVA board and Father Jamie Mueller's team of young adult engagement ministry. And also, March 7 to 10 is an important day, series of days, because Sister Marchu will talk more about that later. In San Antonio, there's a special event that's going on with the National Catholic Sisters Project. So going back to Sister Anne. Sister Anne, can you tell us more a little bit of what's going on as a special event, week-long event, and then the projects for NCSP, which is the National Catholic Sisters Project?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Lavina. The National Catholic Sisters Project is, actually, we're in our sixth year now. Our goal is to celebrate the lives and the contributions of Catholic sisters to the church and society over hundreds of years and into our own time by collecting the stories of Catholic sisters, stories about their lives and ministries and education and health care, social justice, social service, and all the works of mercy. And these stories are stories that are still being written by thousands of women religious in the United States and hundreds of thousands of sisters throughout the world. So every March, we take time to stop and honor these stories, and we do that through what we call National Catholic Sisters Week. It officially begins on March 8th, International Women's Day, and goes through the 14th. But it has grown in such an exponential way that there are events throughout the entire month of March. And Sister Lavina, as you know, communities in the Chicagoland area and in the Archdiocese have been very active participants in National Catholic Sisters Week for all these years. Before I came on to have this conversation with you, I checked the events that are registered on our website, and I found 11 events in the Chicago area.
Yay!
And they're very diverse. It sounds like you're planning to have a lot of fun. There's a trivia night scheduled, a film screening of Radical Grace, a concert in praise of sisters, and an open mic night, and many, many more online and events to which people can go to, brunches and lunches and honors of sisters. So I would invite your listeners to go to our website, which is National Catholic Sisters Project, all one word, .org, and go to search for an event under National Catholic Sisters Week. Put in your zip code, and you'll see all the events that are happening online and in your area. So it's very easy to search for those. And then we also invite you to follow us and follow our events on all of our social media platforms, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, and on our blog, which is sistersstory.org.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sister Anne. That's, you are a font of information.
Now, I've got one more piece of information, if I could.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, please.
And this National Catholic Sisters Week, we are releasing a new documentary about the stories of the lives of four Catholic sisters, and two of those sisters happen to be from Chicago. One is Sister Belinda Monahan. She's a Benedictine sister of Chicago, and she's an archaeologist. And the second is Sister Xiomara Mendez Hernandez, who is a Dominican sister who's a hospital chaplain in Chicago. And I'd like to mention, too, since Sister Carolyn is on the program as well, that another sister who is part of the documentary is Mother Maria, who is a little sister of the poor from Minneapolis. So this is a 39-minute documentary. It's called Missions of Hope, and it'll be released on our Vimeo channel during National Catholic Sisters Week. So we invite everyone to take a look at that, to meet these sisters and be inspired by their lives.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's really taking off. So very briefly, Sister Marichui, can you tell us then about the March 7 to 10 retreat that you're hosting in San Antonio?
Of course, yes. One of the programs from the National Catholic Sisters Project is to promote and support the women who are in the sermon process, who are thinking that God is calling them to the religious life. And one of the activities that we are having is a national vocation retreat. It's a discernment retreat for them to support them in the discernment process, to answer the call of God, And we promote this event in U.S. wide. But we have some answers from Tennessee, Ohio, Kentucky, Chicago, too. Of course, around Texas. And we are so grateful to have this opportunity to be with them in the special time that they are discerning the call of God. And we don't know exactly for which community they are having the call, but we support them, and we want to encourage the sisters and the communities to continue supporting them and working with them in this special time when they are discerning. God is calling them to the religious life, and we are having very special event here in the Hilton Hotel with excellent speakers, very nice environment. Everything is ready to receive them, to have a deep encounter with Jesus and with them and with the people around them to answer the call from God.
Wow, that is so wonderful. So when are you taking this to Chicago, Sister Marie Chui?
We're having somebody from Chicago.
I know,
but
are you coming to Chicago? I'm teasing you. Sister Marie Chui is, I'm very proud to say, is also a part member of the Chicago Archdiocese and Vocation Association, because Kava, I think people that know us already know that Kava defies borders, and so do vocation directors and the sisters that help, sisters, brothers, and other consecrated men and women who represent their congregations in helping spread vocation awareness in the church, and also helping with discernment. And so the collaboration that we do as men and women, religious, and also other forms of consecrated life really results in this kind of event and hosting and supporting young people, especially, who really need that boost and support in finding out what is God's call in their lives. So thank you so much, Sister Anne and Sister Marie Chui. You really do a lot of great work nationally. Thank you so much for organizing these events. For those parishioners, maybe volunteers, who are interested in finding out more, what is that website again, please?
The website is nationalcatholicsistersproject.org.
Wonderful. And they will find the events there, the information on the retreat, and perhaps if they keep on going back to there, they might even be able to help support the work of the National Catholic Sisters Project. Okay,
Sister Lovina.
Yes.
You know that I like to go. I love to go with you, and I was there several times.
Yes.
I hope to go back and still working with you.
Yes, of course. That would be great. And maybe I'll come and visit you too, right? Do I have that invitation?
You are welcome.
Yay!
Always are welcome.
So for our listeners who are just joining us, this is Dare to Love. This is Sister Lovina with our guest Sister Anne, Sister Marchui. And after this break, we will be talking to Sister Carolyn, Little Sister of the Poor, and their 150th anniversary.
What this journey will bring, and you guide me faithfully to find a home.
Hi, I'm Mark Schmelzer from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. Join me in making this month a March for Kids. Help break the cycle of abuse and neglect for kids in Chicago. Every dollar you donate to Mercy Home in March will be matched dollar for dollar. So donate today at mercyhome.org. By supporting Mercy Home's March for Kids, you can bring hope, healing, and opportunity to children in crisis. Go to mercyhome.org.
Hi, my name is Sajit Silva, and I work for Catholic Relief Services in Sri Lanka. During this Lent, respond to Pope Francis' invitation to share the journey and stand alongside those bearing the crosses of hunger and poverty by giving to CRS Rice Bowl. 25% of all funds raised in the Diocese of Chicago through CRS Rice Bowl stay in the Archdiocese of Chicago to help people in this community, with the remaining funds serving our brothers and sisters in countries around the world. Visit archchicago.org/CRS to learn more about the people and communities you support through your Lenten gift to CRS Rice Bowl.
Hi everybody, I'm Adam Fusilet from Dumox Ministries, and we're excited to introduce our third Echo Theology of the Body Camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II, and we dive into questions like, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What's all of this stuff about relationships and discernment? How do I pray? And many other questions just like it. Teens and young adults join us June 14th through the 20th at St. Xavier's University for an amazing Echo experience. More information can be found at respectlifechicago.org, or you can give us a call at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355.
And we are back to Dare to Love. This is Sister Lavina, and our guest today, Sister Ann from Milwaukee, Sister Marie Chui in San Antonio, and Sister Carolyn Martin, little sister of the poor, also a CAVA member who is here in Chicago. Sister Carolyn, welcome once more.
Thank you. Thank you.
And please tell us more about your 150th anniversary. Congratulations. And this is so exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting, and actually it's not so much as congratulations to us as is thanksgiving to God, because he's the one that did it all, calling these beautiful young women to come over and serve back in a day 150 years ago when the United States was a strange, far-off land, and they came not knowing the language. They had no money. They had no way to start, but one thing that really, really strikes me as I read the handwritten history of our little sisters here in Chicago and in the different homes is the spirit of welcome that they received from religious sisters, brothers, and priests in every home. We landed first in Brooklyn, founded a home there, and then fanned out very quickly across the country. And in every city, the sisters helped us, gave us a place to stay, helped us get started, helped our little sisters to learn the language, and priests sent their parishioners with hammers and nails, and brothers worked with us, and it was really, really very touching. We could not have made it without their help, and even if our residents, the elderly poor whom we serve, were sick and needed hospitalization, the sisters in those early days who operated hospitals, Catholic hospitals, would welcome them and never charge us a penny. They'd bring their school children, the sisters that taught in schools, and have them bring gifts for our poor residents. So it's been beautiful, and all through the years that collaboration and support has continued, and it has been our joy to be able to also support other religious communities in various ways. So I think the sisterhood and the brotherhood among religious is something very, very beautiful, and it was brought out very much at the time of our founding and is very evident even today, and especially in CAVA.
Yes, that is so true. I also, in terms of history, we have that in common, because when my community sisters came to Indiana from Germany, we were also welcomed and helped out. But the sisters, the poor handmaids of Jesus Christ, actually in Indiana, welcomed us and helped us out. So in the same way now with the work of CAVA, when there are communities that are coming in and wanting to collaborate, that's what we are here for. And certainly the Little Sisters of the Poor have always been part of us. And we are so proud as CAVA to count you as family. And of course, in Chicago, your presence here is certainly very, very much appreciated. And you are right, amen. That is in praise of the God who really asks for our faithfulness, and our service is really part of God's mission in service for God's people. So, Sister Carolyn, in terms of your, I believe when we last talked a little bit about the celebration, you have regional ways of doing this, or by city. Can you talk a little bit more about how you're doing that nationally and then locally?
Yes, we began with a big celebration last August in New York, and the celebrations are kind of rolling across the country. So each home has a six-week period during which they have pulled out all the stops, so to speak. So our home here in Chicago is pulling out all the stops from yesterday, from last week, February 28th, until April 15th, and that will be the grand finale. So we are having celebrations for our residents, our Jean Jougan Associates, which is our lay consecrated helpers, for our employees, for our, all different groups. And one thing that is coming up that has to do with supporting vocation discernment in honor of the Jubilee celebration is Mission Chicago. And that is a weekend from March 22nd to the 24th, where young women can come and serve in the mission, pray with the sisters, have time for discernment. And we will not only do mission projects on behalf of the elderly poor whom we serve, but also with the elderly poor in service of the church's worldwide mission. So we're very excited about that, and we already have young women signing up. It's for single Catholic women 18 to 35, and we have them signing up from Texas, by the way, and Wisconsin, and so we look forward to receiving many young women and being of support to them and their discernment through that.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So some of your events, actually, you do it locally in Chicago, but then it is open to other states as well, or when you send the information, it's whoever can join in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ah.
We welcome friends locally and nationally and friends-to-be.
Great. I love celebrations. Does that mean I have a standing invitation, Sister Carolyn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our big final event will be our open house, which will be on Sunday afternoon, April the 14th. It's going to be from 1 to 5. And people who come, we hope lots of folks will come. They can expect a warm welcome from the residents and Little Sisters, because you know we Little Sisters have a vow of hospitality, so it's hospitality to serve Jesus and his elderly poor, but it kind of overflows. So we want you to come and experience it, and there'll be all kinds of things, tours and displays and vintage slideshows and refreshments and literature. And at 4:30 p.m., there will be a mystery guest arriving. It will be a celebrity from the Chicago sports world, and he has something to show everyone. So we
wow.
don't want you to miss it.
Wow. I'm putting it on my calendar right now, Sister
All right.
Carolyn.
All right.
Okay. So let's see. Maybe how about, can you provide us with maybe the website information? And I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, Sister. But if not the website, because I know you're building up your information on the landing page that we were talking about before.
Yes.
But at least maybe a contact information. And if you do have your website information, can you provide us that right now?
Yes, it is www.littlesistersofthepoorchicago.org.
Okay, so once they go into your homepage, then they will be able to find these events?
That's right. They'll be able to click to the 150th anniversary celebrations, and all the information will be there about the different events and how to sign up for Mission Chicago. There's no RSVP required for open house. We just want everybody to come.
Ah, so the open house is April 14th from 1 to 5 p.m., and there's a mystery guest from Chicago, a sports person, at 4:30, not to be missed. And the website for all the information that you want for these celebrations would be www.littlesistersofthepoorchicago.org. Is that correct, Sister?
That's
I got it?
Correct. That's correct.
Yay. And then is there a phone number that people can probably, if they want to talk to someone?
Yes. The general phone number is 773-935-9600.
Once again, please, 773?
935-9600, and that would be for general questions or information about the open house. And for Mission Chicago and specifically vocation events and vocation discernment, it would be 773-484-8444, which is my number.
Ah, okay. So that's Sister Carolyn's number. So, and we trust her to provide you with all the things that you will need. And I just wanted to also make a plug. The vocationscava.org website will soon be featuring Sister Carolyn and the 150th anniversary article as well. So that's the CAVA website, which is vocationscava.org. We do have CAVA has a couple of events that's also going on in March, especially for young adults. One is March 31st on at St. Xavier University or St. Xavier University. And also in April, and we will talk more about that next month, April 26th through the 28th is a vocation discernment weekend for young adults. And information will be provided at on our website, vocationscava.org. So for this show, we have had three people, special guests. One was Sister Anne, for you folks, listeners who are just joining us now. Sister Anne, thank you so much for spending time with us and providing us with information. Once again, the website for NCSB, please.
Sure. It's the National Catholic Sisters Project.org. And, Lavina, I'd just like to extend my thanks to Cardinal Supich for his support of the National Catholic Sisters Project and to you as our diocesan contact in Chicago. And note that all of our programs are funded through a grant from the Conrad M. Hilton Foundation, the Catholic Sisters Initiative.
Thank you, Sister. And Sister Marichui, muchas gracias, hermana.
May I say something? Thank you, Lavina. Thank you for the invitation. And I want to say to Sister Caroline, congratulations and God bless you in many different ways to your community. Especially when you have vocation, Sister. I'm going to join you in giving thanks to God for your community and praying for you. Thank you.
And Sister Carolyn, thank you so much. And thank so you. Thank you, listeners. This show is, if you want to keep listening to us, it's 8 to 8:30 on the first Thursday of the month. Thank you, Mike Mave, to our sound engineer, and to the Office of Radio and TV. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow brings. Give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more